We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Tara.
Good to hear from you.
Okay.
Like the equipment works.
Oh, yeah. That's
always
a plus.
Always good to start a Monday with the equipment working. Okay, where to begin? Splashdown, right? First time in 45 years.
Cool.
Yeah.
That was good. Well done.
Yeah. And, you know, we're going to play this later in the show. Steve Bannon had a great epic rant on it. He said, look, this really shows you what we could do as a country.
Yes.
We can devolve into chaos, bloodshed and anarchy,
right.
Or we can have the fourth industrial revolution.
Yeah.
And we can lead that for the world. We can do
only
one of those two things, though. We cannot do both of those things. There is not a candidate running for office this fall who's going to let you do both those things. It's going to be one or the other.
Yes, it is. It's never been more clear.
Nope. It has not been more clear. We'll dive into that later on the show. Meanwhile, over the weekend, two interesting things coming out about kids going back to school. The first one was huge for me, that kids will be required to wear face masks inside school buildings.
Yes.
So if you're in school building, teachers in the building, kids in the building, they have to wear a face mask all day long. Ryan Brown, a spokesperson for the state education department, said parents who don't want their child to wear masks can choose to enroll students in virtual programs. Well, here's the problem, Ryan. The deadline for that program was the 27th of July. So now you're telling parents their kids have to wear the mask all day long, but it's too late to apply for the program. Nice work. This is just more of the chaos that you get with the school. I am over it. Every other parent I know is over it. This has been absolute mass chaos, the way they've done this. So for me personally, I mean, the idea of Crash wearing a mask all day, I was going to send him back because he needs the support of his teachers. But over the weekend, I threw my hands up and filled out the virtual program application. You can go on the waiting list now. It's too late. I really wish they'd told us this before. I mean, I expected some mask wearing all day long. Are you kidding me? I can barely make it through a trip to the grocery store in a mask. I am gasping for air by the time I leave. The kids are going to sit all day long in masks? I mean, I thought the whole point, Lee, was that we are going back to school staggered. You know what I mean? They've broken it into four separate groups by last name. So why? So we can social distance.
Well, it depends on what district you're in because everybody's got a different plan.
Well, I'm talking about Greenville County schools right now.
Yeah.
So we can social distance, right? So that's the whole point, is to be able to separate. That we're not going to have as many kids in the school at one time, right? So, I mean, masks all day? I just threw my hands in the air and just went, I'm checking out. I'm out. I tap out. So now I wish they'd told me this before when I could have gotten all three of my kids in the virtual, you know, homeschool where you don't go in. Now I've only got one of mine in, so I'm applying for my other two. I just throw my hands in the air. It's pointless. Just hopeless. I mean, you can't learn that way. There's no way. I mean, let's not even pretend we can learn that way. You can't. Hours in a mask? I mean, wow. Okay. You know what this is going to do? I can't make it through shopping. I don't know about the rest of you. Masks are extremely uncomfortable. They move all over your face. It doesn't matter. So I constantly touch my face adjusting my mask when I wouldn't normally touch my face. So you take kids. Good luck telling them, Lee. Don't touch your face. Good luck telling them. Don't touch your face. Yeah. I can barely not do it. So you know what's going to happen? And you know how kids are. They have no sense of germs whatsoever, right?
No.
So they're completely unfazed by germs. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter how sick they get. You tell them, don't touch your face. They'd be like, okay, 3 minutes later, they're touching their face. It's like telling them, don't scream when mom's sleeping. You know what I mean?
Actually, what it would be is, it's not that it won't touch their face. They'll touch someone else's.
Oh, yeah. Somebody else's, their hair.
You can tell them not to touch them.
Their hair, everything else. So, I mean, what's going to happen is they're going to be touching their face all day long. It is going to be one of the worst flu and cold seasons we've ever had, because these poor kids are going to do nothing but touch that mask all day long. And so they're going to touch their friends' desks, the snot from their friend's nose. You know how it goes. And then they'll touch the mask. These kids are going to be so sick. Meanwhile, as our health department completely ignores science and national guidelines from the CDC and hysterically screams we can't send the kids back to school. Based on what study? I don't know, because they've never said. I think it's just politics. You see this in the Greenville News over the weekend. South Carolina pediatricians, this is the headline, K through 12 students can safely return to classrooms. So our health department, South Carolina DHEC, pretending that they don't know this because we're pretending we're using science when we're not. Listen to this. Pediatrician Dr. Carrie Cease flat out says she feels strongly that K through 12 students need to be back in the classrooms. I believe it is safe to be back in the classroom, she said in a phone interview with the Herald Journal. This was just rerun in the Greenville News. Okay.
Yeah, it's AP copy, I guess.
Yes, it is. Okay, now listen to this. Cease is not just a Greenville pediatrician. She is the president of the South Carolina chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. I'm sure she knows nothing about any of this. We'll just ignore her like we're ignoring science because politics.
Yeah.
I mean, the position of South Carolina DHEC here is absolutely irresponsible. I mean, it is, I don't even understand it. To go after Henry McMaster like that for saying that kids should be in, you know, school 5 days a week, when that is exactly the position of the CDC. And it is now what, you know, the head of the American Academy of Pediatrics for South Carolina is saying. And I don't know what science they're following, but I'm completely lost at this point.
Yeah, but of course you're ignoring the fact that according to Congressman Jim Clyburn, the federal government has no plan anyway. So I love the way Steve Scalise in that whole hearing holds up like probably 10, 15 pounds worth of paperwork that's like a foot and a half high. It's like, what do you mean they've got no plan? Here's what we've got.
So. I know. And even better when they look at the Joe Biden plan for handling COVID, like, you know, what Joe would have done.
Yeah, right, right.
This is hilarious. It's identical to Trump.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
Like they didn't even bother. And Joe's been busted for plagiarism many times in the past.
And he's so doing it again now because he's got his Made in America thing going on now about the economy. I'm like, you've got to be freaking kidding me, people. How stupid does this guy think everybody is? I mean, no one has been more Made in America than Donald Trump. Donald Trump actually got an economy back started that you guys ruined for 8 years. And of course, quite honestly, the Bush administration didn't do such a great job either. But because of they refused to get rid of the regulations and things that the Trump administration has been able to do. But good grief almighty, how stupid do you think we are? Made in America, Joe Biden, give me a break. It's this he's the plagiarist in chief again. I mean, that's all there is to it.
And that's why he had to drop out of his first presidential campaign. He got caught, got flat cold busted for plagiarism. So now he's doing a tour of Ohio to tout his Made in America plan. Do you know what it is? This is the biggest farce of all. I mean, Trump's plan was extensive. Slash corporate tax rates so that corporations can move back to America. Make it so you can repatriate your assets. Joe's plan is to wipe out all of that.
Exactly.
Wipe out everything that has brought back businesses to America. So what do you get with Joe's Made in America plan? Oh, the federal government is going to go into more debt.
Yeah.
And when we buy stuff, it'll be made in America. And what else? Well, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, honestly, that's it?
And that's it. You know, we're going to do all that green energy stuff. We're going to put, solar panels and windmills on top of everything. So, yeah.
But they'll be made in America.
But they won't be in his backyard.
No, not his.
Or
no,
any Democrat donor.
No.
They won't put them off the coast.
No,
not
there. No.
They won't put them off the coast there of the Hamptons. You know, we'll do it out of Hampton County, South Carolina.
Right? Yeah.
That's where they'll be.
Yeah. So that's all you get with Joe. He's going to reverse everything again that has made this country grow. And the key thing that has made this country grow, and people don't even understand this. This is what's so scary about it. The tax cuts were great. They definitely helped businesses. That has been a big part of it. But you cannot forget the biggest thing, the reason we were getting an average of $350 billion a quarter in new investment in America. It was simply American companies who were able to bring their money back that they made overseas. We were the only country in the world that blocked that with massive taxation on profits. Yeah. You know, profits made overseas. Every other country's like, no, bring it back. Please invest here. We're idiots. Yeah. And Joe's planning to reverse that. So that is the one thing that, you know, you want to make it in America and bring the companies back. Don't vote for Joe. He's going to block him at the border with massive tax bills. But, you know, think they'll let him take real questions from reporters again?
Not a chance.
He only does it once a month. Yeah, you think they'll just prop him up? You think he'll know he's in Ohio? Dude, Lee, I'm not being mean. I'm not trying to make fun of him. Last week, did you hear that audio I played?
Oh, it was horrendous. It was absolutely horrendous.
What community center he was at, and he thought he was at a community center he used to campaign at in another state, and then got confused and realized he wasn't there. I mean, it was sad. I was like, "But this is elder
is
abuse
sad.
To
it
run
really
him.
Is.
It really, it's bad."
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Before we go barreling into this week, I want to catch you up on something that happened last week that was remarkable. And it would have been easy to miss, but it was remarkable nonetheless. You know, Americans were polled. This poll came out last week. Majority agreed there is systemic racism in America, particularly on the part of the police. Americans believe this because they've been told it again and again and again and again. And it comes down to references. You know, over the years, there have been so many of these just police brutality cases. You've seen them on television. It's really awful. Looks terrible. The George Floyd situation is not the first one you've seen. So it's easy to buy into without realizing how many of these so-called brutal situations were, in fact, fake. Or the coverage around them was fake. One of the biggest. And you saw this weekend. Here in Greenville, there was a protest. There was an intention, actually. They had intended to go to the cemetery downtown and rip down the Confederate statue. Protesters announced they would be tearing it down. They were not going to wait for anybody to take it down. Not going to wait to go through the democratic process. These people, by the way, claim they're for democracy. But when they have to use it and it takes some time to get something down, like the Confederate statue in the cemetery downtown, they don't want to do that. They want to use brute violence. So they had announced their plans to tear it down. One of the most iconic pictures to come out of the weekend, you should see it's in the Greenville News this morning. Police officers standing in a wall around that statue. It did not come down this weekend. Thank you, sir. Sirs, I'd say ma'am too. I didn't see a woman in that lineup, but maybe there was one I missed. A wall around that statue, and it did not come down. This could be done in city after city. This is what democracy actually looks like. No, no, no. You cannot exert your liberal privilege and say that you know best, better than anyone else, what to do, and that you are going to use violence to take a statue down. You have to go through the same process everybody else does. You don't want that statue there. It's long, it's boring, it involves a lot of late nights and city council meetings. And applications to have something moved. But you know what? That's how democracy works. Democracy is not brute, blunt violence. And so our police officer showed how easy it is to keep the peace. We had 5 arrests over the weekend. Fine. Great. Nobody got hurt. Even better. We don't need to pull statues down. We don't need to defer to the mob. And so I'm grateful to see that even in Greenville, we at least still have a city that does not defer to the mob for now. But I want to tell you what happened last week, because it was remarkable. Do you remember the shooting of Michael Brown? The protesters this weekend do, or they think they do. They thought they did. They repeated it. You can hear it in the audio. Hands up, don't shoot. Hands up, don't shoot. Downtown Greenville, the protest this weekend. This is their justification for the mob violence they wanted but didn't get to have this weekend. They wanted to tear that statue down. The flyers said they were going to do it. This is their justification. And it would be a justification certainly for anger had it happened, but it did not. Michael Brown was not shot with his hands up. Wasn't shot in the back either. And an amazing thing happened last week in St. Louis, which is the Ferguson's right there in St. Louis where he was shot. They elected a black prosecutor in 2019, and the family of Michael Brown, hands up, don't shoot, had begged for a re-investigation and a prosecution of the police officer, Darren Wilson. Now, he was never federally prosecuted because the Obama administration concluded he had acted in self-defense. Hands up, don't shoot had never happened. And in fact, Michael Brown had tried to kill Officer Darren Wilson, had entered his car, fought him for the gun, got his hands on the officer's gun, and tried to shoot him with it. His DNA is on Darren Wilson's gun. He had actually managed to discharge a bullet. Ever heard that story? They don't tell it at protest. I don't even think they know it. So the new black prosecutor, St. Louis County, promised a family he would take a look at the case. He spent 5 months on it. And that if he found any way, anything he could use to charge Darren Wilson, the officer, he would. How'd that end? Ended last week. Media didn't tell you. Not so well. The prosecutor said Thursday, this is Fox News, that he will not be charging the white police officer who shot 18-year-old Michael Brown in 2014 after quietly reopening the investigation. Really? Well, why is that? Can't find anything to charge him with. Quote, after an independent and in-depth review of the evidence, we cannot prove the case, he says. Can't prove it. Yeah, because he didn't do anything wrong. It was self-defense. And when the Obama administration's own Justice Department writes that, self-defense, those two words, in a 99-page document that you know will be used in court, you can't get the guy because he did nothing wrong. Here's the statement on Michael Brown of the new black prosecutor saying, I can't prosecute. So when you hear these guys yelling, hands up, don't shoot, when you hear that as a justification for the violence in this country, when you hear systemic racism, and they refer to Michael Brown, hands up, don't shoot Ferguson. No, it is all a lie. Darren Wilson, the officer, is a free man because not one prosecutor, federal or state, has ever touched him because they can't. Here's the statement by the prosecutor.
People across the country had questions about why people filled the streets nightly following the shooting. This report laid them bare. Because of the significance of this case to this community, and because the family asked, I believed it was necessary to conduct a re-examination of the evidence in the case and come to our own conclusion as to whether Darren Wilson committed a crime under Missouri law when he shot Michael Brown. Our newly formed conviction and incident review unit conducted a 5-month review of the evidence, examining thousands of pages of witness statements, forensic reports, and other evidence. The question for this office was a simple one. Could we prove beyond a reasonable doubt that when Darren Wilson shot Michael Brown, he committed murder or manslaughter under Missouri law? After an independent and in-depth review of the evidence, we cannot prove that he did.
After an independent and in-depth review of the evidence, we cannot prove that he did. Hands up, don't shoot, never happened. Hands weren't up. Wasn't shot in the back. One of the greatest American myths, urban legends. debunked by the Obama administration, still as yet unknown that any of this happened. To the protesters downtown this weekend trying to rip down Confederate statues and using that case as a justification. 45 years since the last splashdown, NASA pilots catching a ride on SpaceX. What a contrast. And nobody has nailed this better than Steve Bannon. He actually said this when they took off. But it applies just as much when they took off as to when they splashed down. And he was talking about, look, this is our choice. Anarchy or a fourth industrial revolution. We could go either way in this country. And who we elect in November is going to really determine what we, you know, what direction we go in this country. Do U.S. companies have to hide overseas, hiding their profits? Can they repatriate it? Can they invest in the country again? Are we going to have massive regulation, tax increases? All the things that were holding us back before Donald Trump. Steve Bannon really nails the choice before us. It's today's first epic rant. He's talking about SpaceX here in the beginning.
Yesterday, I think you saw the two alternative futures for America. In the launch at in Cape Kennedy, you saw the opportunities to of America leading the fourth industrial revolution. American capital, American workers, American made. And it late at night, you saw what could happen of breaking down to anarchy and racial division. This is all incumbent. You talk about law and order. It's law and order predicated upon a robust economy. And this means American capital brought back to America to stop financing our enemies, bring American capital back for American jobs through American companies. That will make America the leader in the fourth industrial revolution. That is what this country needs. That's what the millennials need. I think yesterday's a great juxtaposition. We have two alternatives. And as Donald Trump says, nothing's inevitable. It's going to be human action and human agency that does that. I think it's now time to get focused on American jobs and bringing high value added manufacturing jobs back to the American people. If you do that, you're not going to have these problems in these cities. People are going to be too busy to do this. They're going to be too busy working great jobs with overtime that can support families and have a career, have a future.
That's a choice before us. You don't get to have both. You don't get to have both. There's no candidate running that will allow that. You have to choose one. One way. And voters may not realize this. They may be, like many of my suburban woman friends, marching to the polls, the ones I knew from college, because Trump is mean on Twitter. They have no idea what they're choosing. No idea what they're choosing. Because if they give the Democrats the win, if Democrats hold the House, take the Senate, take the presidency, and if they take the presidency, they will take the Senate. This will be seen on the left, understood on the left, even if voters didn't mean to send this message, as a seal of approval for anarchy and chaos in the streets. That's what it'll be. It's a mandate. Don't kid yourself. What's the flip side of this look like? We saw the SpaceX splashdown. Beginning, Steve Bannon says, of a fourth industrial revolution. We already saw the beginning of that in the last 4 years. It was wonderful for everybody involved. We saw record gains, not seen in our lifetime, in wages for blue-collar workers. For the first time, those on the lower end of the earning spectrum had a larger wage gain than those on the higher end of the earning spectrum, which is awesome. They've been so far behind for so many decades. It's exactly as it should have been. NPR said that since the immigration bill passed in the late 60s, wages have declined steadily. Wages now 3%, this is NPR, lower, not adjusted for inflation, 3% lower in real dollars than they were in the 1970s for the blue collar classes. That's where we started with Donald J. Trump. I remember reading that in the beginning of his administration. Record wage gains. Largest we've seen in our lifetimes. Or we can have this. Incredible headline this morning in CNBC, at CNBC, a left-leaning financial outlet. Listen to this. Retail rents plummet across New York City as America's glitzy shopping districts turn into ghost towns. My sister's seeing this. She's in real estate. 300 offers on houses in the suburbs of Charlotte. 300. Regular house. They're all coming. They're coming from New York. They're coming from Seattle. They're coming from all over the country. They perceive Charlotte as a blue city so they can still stand to live there. They're liberals. Don't kid yourself. But the Wild West frontier that is New York City right now can't handle it. Seattle can't handle it. Portland can't handle it. They're seeing the way it's going. Listen to this. America's glitziest and most expensive shopping districts are losing tenants and rents are in free fall. It starts. Really? Yeah, no surprise. You remember when de Blasio held the police back and let them riot on Fifth Avenue, burnt the place to a crisp? Plywood all over what used to be smashed glass fronts to these stores. They're now suing the government of New York City because a lot of them are locked into rental contracts that go for years. They want out. They got to leave. They want the end of their leases. Average asking rents across 16 major retail corridors in Manhattan declined, falling to $688 per square foot the second quarter. The drop marked in Manhattan retail rent was the first time since 2011 that prices dipped below $700. Expected to continue falling. Why? I mean, why come in? Your store's just waiting for a smash and grab while the NYPD stands there and lets it happen because de Blasio won't do anything about it. And this is literally blue city after blue city after blue city. You put Joe Biden in office, that will be a mandate for more of this. Other places where rents are in free fall. Michigan Avenue, better known as the Magnificent Mile in Chicago, the Las Vegas Strip, Rodeo Drive in Los Angeles, to name a few. In the U.S., certainly you will see that what was once perceived as luxury block in any major city is no longer exclusively luxury. Because you can't, I mean, you can't do it, not with the violence. I know the violence is hip, it's hot, it's awesome, burning things are really cool, but it means your city's economy crashes and burns too. You got a choice, folks. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line from one of my Charlotte listeners about rents hitting low in New York. This is commercial rents that has not been seen since the last financial crisis. People fleeing the city at a record rate, 271 a day. Even in common core math, that adds up to roughly 100,000 a year. Fleeing not the state, the city. Texture rates. Anthony from Greer, now in Myrtle Beach. Oh, you moved, Anthony. Sad to see you go. Or maybe you're just on vacation. Thanks to the radio.com app, I can listen. Okay, he's on vacation, yes. Thanks to the radio.com app, I can listen to you on vacation, even with the soon-to-be hurricane coming. Yes, we are everywhere. Yeah, people tell me all the time, you should be syndicated. I said, well, why bother? Got the radio.com app. I'm everywhere, literally. Texter writes, LOL, talking about these New Yorkers and people from Seattle and Portland and places like that, LA, moving to Charlotte. Figuring, you know, you can get the liberal atmosphere, but without the, you know, overt violence and the burn downs. LOL, they're in for a big surprise if they think they're fleeing the crime of New York City to go to Charlotte. It's on track to set the all-time yearly murder record in 2020. The days of Myrick and McCrory and McCall are over. It has a city council full of woke militants who get arrested at protests themselves. They are being used as pawns to get what they want. Oh, that's a different text. I'm sorry, you guys, these texts are so long you send me, they get split and it gets confusing. Texter writes, simple, Biden wins, he can't serve, his VP is disqualified, presto, President Pelosi. Actually, we're going to get into that at 7:33. It's now become clear what the left's plan is with mail-in voting. I'm going to give you a hint. It's to, and they're saying this openly right now on television, to create so much confusion that it is impossible to determine who wins. Which is very easy to do with mail-in voting. It's actually happening right now in parts of New York. Two congressional districts. It's been 6 weeks now since the election. They can't figure out who won. Do you realize if they can't figure out who won by January 20th, do you know who the president is? You're going to love her. Nancy Pelosi. I'll explain how they get there using their own words. They were very fired up about this over the weekend. Texter writes, what is the tax revenue going to look like for these cities? Oh, it's, they're not going to have any problems. So, you know, the plan is to get the Democrats elected, keep the House, keep the Senate, and then they just exfiltrate red taxpayer dollars and do recovery packages for blue cities. Now, in other words, you're going to pay for it. That's the plan. Folks, it all comes down to who wins, whether you're going to pay the bill for the destruction in blue cities or not. Going to be interesting to watch, though. All right. Warning to self. You see this? The CEO of McDonald's. You better wear a mask when you come into our restaurant or else what? He flat out said, we might bring in law enforcement, quote, unquote. We might bring in law enforcement. So McDonald's CEO saying law enforcement may be called on customers who refuse to wear masks. Wow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.